This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Delia from Salt and Light. It is 12 o'clock and it is Tuesday. Terrific, thankful Tuesday today. We've got such a wonderful person. I have duped him with a new name. I want to call him Evangelist Denver Dreyer. The man whom God favors.
Hallelujah.
The man whom God favors. We have this wonderful man of God in the studio this afternoon, and he's going to be sharing about his journey from kidney failure to kidney transplant and what the Lord has done. He's got an amazing, incredible testimony. And welcome, my husband.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus, brothers and sisters. You know, it's such a great honor and a privilege to be in your space, on your device. And, you know, we don't take this lightly, you know, being in the Bible says where two or three gathers in his name, there is present. So, you know, we're gathering in the name of Jesus and we're hearing the testimony of our dear brother Denver Dreyer, that whom the Lord... Denver Dreyer, the Lord is with that man. I just, when I look at him, his whole lifestyle, where he come from, what the Lord is busy, the Lord is surely with him. And yes, this is Thriving Tuesday. Amen. Hallelujah. We thrive. We don't survive in God. We thrive in him, because the Bible declares, amen, and the people who know their God will do great exploits in his name. So we are so privileged and so honored to be in your space.
Yes.
And we believe the Bible says that, but let me not go there. Amen, hallelujah, praise be to God, because I feel like, you know,
A preach coming on.
But yeah, we just want to have a nice conversation today of the goodness of God in the land of the living.
Hallelujah. So we are so honored. Please, if you're on Facebook, do go onto the Radio K Pulpit Facebook page. We are live on Facebook. Please share it. You are also welcome to comment again. If you would like to ask us any questions, you are welcome to scroll down on the comment section and write whatever you would like to write. We are also on radio, beloved.
Hallelujah.
We're back on the air.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you are able to also access the radio station. The frequency is 7 to 9 a.m. 7 to 9 a.m. Please do listen. If you're in your car right now, if you're at home, if you're in the hospital, even in prison, please do switch on the radio. We are live. We are live. And we are ready to listen to this incredible testimony. But we're going to go to a song firstly, and it's called Brand New Heart. We have a man in the studio with a brand new kidneys.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
So, it's sang by Shane. Please do enjoy and please stay on the dial.
Brand New Heart. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Praise be to God. Apostle Brian here on this thriving, terrific Tuesday afternoon. We are so blessed to have our dear brother, Evangelist Denver Dreyer, whom the Lord has been so gracious and so faithful. You know, and you know, the currency in the kingdom of God is relationship. There's so many things that relationship can do. Just because you have a good heart, a good attitude towards your fellow being, towards your fellow men, and the currency in the kingdom of God is relationship. So I want to first and foremost want to encourage each and every listener, never underestimate your relationship, your kingdom, godly relationship that you have with one another. Amen. Through that, God can open. You know, I've got a testimony. You know, sometimes, you know, when people leave you, when people, you know, whatever, when they make promises. But God, when God make a promise, Evangelist, he can never lie and he can never go back. So yesterday I was at home after a hectic weekend of ministry, and we met this family, and we were ministering at the rehabilitation center in Riebeek West. And this the couple, they said, no, Pastor, we wanting to deliver someone, but we'll send someone, you know, to your home. And I'm like, and they asked the details and whatever, in any case. And I'm looking out for a delivery man. But meanwhile, the family was on his way all the way from Riebeek West to come and bless us. And they brought us a big bag of meat and stuff and stuff and stuff.
Chops for December.
Chops for December. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'll see you guys after the show.
But just the reason why I'm sharing this is that, you know, when you are faithful over little,
yes,
when you put your hand to the plow, and this is what I see in your life, evangelist, that even through your infirmity, you always have a heart for God, for His people, for evangelism, for spreading. It was even through evangelist Denver Dre that we had the privilege to interview Terry McAlmer, international renowned man of worshiper. Wow. Amen, hallelujah. So Denver, evangelist Denver Dre, the floor is yours. What, however you want to start, whatever you, it is yours, my brother.
Pastor Brian, Pastor Delia, thank you so much for allowing me again to be in this space at Radio Cape Pulpit. It's always a privilege, you know, to come here. I think I've known you guys for many years now. And the legacy, you know, that you guys have, you know, you've been very, very instrumental, you know, in the kingdom mandate, you know, and I always gleaned from your obedience. And the lives, you know, not just your life, but the life of your family as well. And I just want to thank you guys for, you know, for what you do in the kingdom here. You know?
Amen.
And it's really an awesome privilege. Yeah.
Praise
thank
the Lord.
Thank you, sir.
I've been here a couple of times already.
Yes.
So today we're going to compartmentalize the testimony to sort of like a recent event that happened to me. As you guys know, 2019, I was diagnosed with kidney failure. You know, it was such a I wouldn't say a shock, but I've never been sick in my life prior to that.
Sure.
And then towards the end of 2018, I just became weak, extremely weak. Yeah. And then myself and my wife, we started, you know, I never had medical aid at the time. You know, I never had the need to have medical aid.
Yeah.
It was the last time I was in the hospital when I was 13 years old, you know, for a bit of a soccer injury, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Karl Bremer Hospital and they did some tests and eventually the whole process started there, you know. And fast forward to March of 2019, I was admitted to Tygerberg Hospital, where they did an open heart surgery. I was on life support, had a tracheostomy.
Sure.
In fact, my medical folder at Tygerberg Hospital was 600 pages long of all the things, the complication that I went through at that specific time here. And in fact, I want to emphasize today, Pastor Brian, that the doctors, this is a documented thing that I'm telling you right now. The doctors came to my wife while I was in a medically induced coma.
Sure.
And this is now in the heat of this testimony, where the doctors came to my wife and said, look, we're trying everything now. Okay, your husband's got a few hours to live. Yeah.
Sure.
And they literally told, I've got a few hours to live because the situation was so intense. Yeah. I've never ever shared this part of my testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, because she lost the first husband, broke down in that hospital room.
Sure.
And the only thing she could do under that immense pressure was to cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah.
She
called out to the name of the Lord, and immediately God gave her this understanding to go through my phone. And I want to encourage the men, Pastor Brian, don't have passwords on your phone.
Amen.
If your wife does not know that password.
Exactly, exactly.
And she went.
My password is 00726.
Okay.
That's my password.
Cape Town, if you pick up Pastor Brian's phone.
00026.
That is his password. Pastor Brian, thank you for your transparency there, sir. I see that end. So, you know what? It was so amazing that You know, because of just being connected to the body of Christ, prayer groups, you know, discipleship group, outreach groups. My wife saw all these, you know,
groups
on, my WhatsApp, you know. And then immediately she called for the intercessors to come. About 70 people came to the ICU at Tigerberg Hospital. And I've got a video to prove what I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, we've seen that
video. We've seen the video.
You guys have seen that video.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pastor Brian, I remember when the one apostle was in prison, Peter. You know, there was a girl named Rhoda.
Yes.
That had to go check by the door.
Yes, sir.
While
yes.
the church was praying.
Yes, sir.
So the church was praying. And it wasn't this sweet prayers, yeah.
Mickey Mouse prayers.
Yeah, let's call it the Mickey Mouse prayers. Yeah. I'm talking about intercessory prayer. About 70 people came to the second floor of the ICU.
Thank you, Father.
And they started praying. They started calling upon the name of Jesus and rebuking the spirit of death. Something really supernatural happened 2 weeks prior to that. I was sitting at Lofthal, and I think it was Prophet Zion came.
Okay.
And he, I was in the middle of the auditorium. It's a big church, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And he came from the front, stood on the chair, next to me while I was seated. And he laid hands on me and he said these words, "You will live and not die and declare the works of your God."
And today is the day of
declaration. Come on. Yes, hallelujah. And he kept on saying it. And you know what? That was the word. That was a prophetic word that was released into the realms. Because by the time I was in hospital, you know what, Pastor Neil MacDonald always, because I come from the Christian Center, I'm talking about 1997 when I got saved. He said, in the good times, let your mouth teach your heart faith.
Wow.
But in the bad times, let your heart teach your mouth faith.
Sure. Mm. That's profound. That's
Can you
profound.
Say that again, evangelist?
I will. In the good times, let your mouth teach your heart faith. And in the, you know what? God will always leave a witness. He will never ever leave you as orphans.
Sure.
He says, "Lo and behold, I am with you even to the end of the age."
Yes.
And you know what? While I was laying in that hospital bed, I saw through that medically induced coma how the doctors were running up and down. I was on 4 antibiotics that ran for an 80-day period. Antibiotics, yeah.
My goodness.
So that is segment number one. I know that we do this specific broadcast in segments. And that is just the foundation of where this testimony towards where we are going now to what happened 3 weeks ago on the 11th of the 11th, 2025.
Amen.
I think you need to go look at your calendar because we are currently on the 9th, at the 9th of December right now. This is something that happened. This is fresh, a fresh testimony.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That we are going to delve into
but what I
today.
Like, what I love, what you shared now, evangelist, is that, you know what, the lie of the enemy is this. You know what? You and God can figure it out and you're all on your own. Where God has blessed you with a body of believers that stand. And this is what I want to encourage each and every listener. There's power in agreement. Amen. Because 70 people came. 70 people had faith to believe that when they call upon the name of Jesus, something must happen.
Hallelujah.
I'm so aware of that scripture that says, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people who are called by my name, so there was a people that was called by God's name, that walked in faith and walked to that Tigerberg Hospital on the second level, and they started to declare, they started to cut off. I want to say to every born-again believer, don't entertain the lie of the devil telling you to
I can do this on my own.
Stay at home. Don't be involved in the local assembly. Don't be, because at the end of the day, hey man,
we need each other.
I need you.
Amen.
You need me. We need each other, beloved.
We're going to go to a song, and this is a beautiful song by Chris Tomlin, Holy Forever. Please enjoy and stay tuned.
You're listening to Cape Pulpit, 729 AM. 729 AM.
Welcome back, beloved. I trust that you enjoyed that song, He's Holy Forever. His greatness is from everlasting to everlasting. We serve a mighty God, a mighty God. And the amazing thing about this God, although He created the universe, although He is so powerful, so glorious, He is still so loving to just us who are mere dust, made of dust. He still sees us. The psalmist says in Psalm 139, God, who are we that you are mindful of us? He is so mindful of us. Everything that He's created in this universe, God loves and He
Hallelujah.
Esteems it. Amen.
Amen.
So, Evangelist Denver, you were talking about this time in hospital and the church was praying and God delivered you. Amen. Please continue.
Pastor Brian, Pastor Delia, I want to submit to you today that God, you know, God is a God of tremendous strategy and intentionality.
Mm, mm.
If God mobilized approximately 50 intercessors that day, then I want to tell you that that was the amount of people that was needed to shift the atmosphere over that hospital.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And we need to be really connected to the voice of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Because sometimes that 50 can be reduced to the voice of a friend that will maybe come in the form of encouragement when there's no 50 people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we need to be mindful that God has a tailor-made plan to get you out here.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And it's for us to recognize the dealings and the workings of God. I just want to read this powerful scripture in Zechariah 4 verse 7. And maybe there's somebody here today that is facing obstacles, that is facing trials. Maybe somebody was diagnosed with an incurable disease, cancer, sickness. Maybe you've been laid off from a job today.
Sure.
And you don't know where the funds is going to come. The pressure of Christmas. You know, maybe you're going through a divorce today. Maybe you've got a son and a young lady that's, you know, on the streets, bound by addiction. I just want to encourage you with this word. And I will read out of the Amplified Bible. It says here, "What are you, O great mountain?" The Amplified Bible says, "of human obstacles."
Mm.
Before Zerubbabel. You know, you know what? Regardless of the obstacles that we face, I believe there's a witness coming from the Spirit that will demolish every single stronghold. And God is waiting for us to align ourselves in the realms.
Amen.
And when the unction of the Holy Spirit comes and we start acting upon that, there's not an obstacle or a trial that can stand. You know, when God is in the detail. Yeah.
Mm. Jesus, thank you, Father.
And you know what? It is impossible. You know what? My wife said in her testimony that the doctors, they couldn't do anything anymore.
Mm.
And then one doctor came to my wife and she said, "But Mrs. Dreyer, we did everything.
Sure.
And we did more." And then I said to her, then God used those doctors to do the impossible.
Mm.
Because they never ever gave up on me.
Wow.
When it was time for the testimony, they had the wow factor. Because 6 months after I was released out of that hospital, I had to go for a checkup here.
Mm.
And they had to replace the two main valves in my heart. I was paralyzed on the right side of my body. And I left Tygerberg Hospital on the 29th of July, 2019, in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
So, 7 days prior to that, I was still on an oxygen mask. I think one of the worst things I experienced during that time, Pastor Brian, was to be on a ventilator. And you get different extremities of ventilators. Yeah.
Mm.
You know, if you're critical. And there in Tygerberg Hospital, you get the ICU. And then right at the back of the ICU, you get the ICU.
Sure.
Mm. There's like a board separating it here. Because it's a very, you know, there's all this. Now, I was laying there. And I was the longest person to lay in that specific ICU ward. In total, I was in hospital for 4.5 months, Pastor Brian.
Sure.
3.5 months of that 4.5 months, I was laying in the ICU, not knowing. I had to learn how to, because I had a pipe feeding me. You can see I had a tracheostomy. And I had a pipe feeding me food into my stomach. I didn't drink any liquids for 3.5 months, yeah. And by the time I came out of that, they had to teach me how to eat again. And they gave me a 10 ml syringe with liquid in.
Sure.
And they squirted little bits into my mouth. I had a voice box because I had to learn how to talk again. I had a physiotherapist that had to teach me. You know what? I was paralyzed on this side of my body. And you know something supernatural happened, Pastor D. I was giving the nurses a very, very hard time. I would rip up the drips, you know, because it was just too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, one of the nurses came to me and she said, "You must be nice to these nurses because some of them are angels here."
Sure.
You know? And it just, you know, as cliche as that sounded, you know, I just started changing my attitude here.
Hmm.
You know? Because I was feeling such a lot of trauma.
Mm.
One of the physiotherapists came to me. She said, "Mr. Dreyer, I've been coming here for 3 months. I've never seen you smile."
Sure.
I was suffering from depression because of what I was going through.
Wow.
You know, and then this nurse came in one day and she wrote on a piece of paper a month prior to me leaving the hospital. She wrote there the 28th of July, 2019, with a smiley face. And she put it on the chart.
Mm.
Now, right in front of my bed, there was a chart where they monitor what tablets they give you, mm-hmm. your condition, and those things. Yeah. And every time the doctors would come in, they see this thing. And then when I started learning to talk, they asked me, "What is this date?" And the nurse told me, when they ask you, "What is this date?" you tell them you're going home on this day.
Sure.
Wow.
Declaration of faith.
Wow.
Declaration of faith.
That is God aligning you to an expected outcome.
Mm.
Jeremiah 29, verse 11, you know, an expected outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I started saying it, "But I'm going home on that day." And on that specific day that she wrote a month prior to that, I went home and I left it off.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
The exact same date that
mighty
she wrote there.
Mighty God, mighty is
glory,
that
glory.
You know, Evangelist Denver Dreyer, as you were talking, scripture that comes to my heart, you know, that I want to release in this atmosphere, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, "And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb
and the word of the testimony."
There was a testimony, a declaration. And I remember, I don't know if you can remember, first I want to say this. We went to, on a kind of a conference, and you still came to that conference in a wheelchair bound. And what I picked up that day is that, you know, here's a man that is just seeking to be in the presence of God.
Mm.
There's so many people that makes excuses why they can't come to a prayer meeting, why they can't do this, that.
Sure.
So many healthy people making excuses, but here, I saw you at that conference, but you were in a wheelchair, but you
I
were just
remember now,
desperate
yeah.
and hungry for God's
wow.
presence. You just wanted to be in the presence of God. And then I want to share this. A couple of months ago, I mean, I didn't know that, you know, you're going to get a brand new kidney. I didn't know, but I said to you, and I don't know if you can remember, you know, I said, I believe the Lord is saying that as long as you are going to preach the gospel, making His name great, He will keep you alive.
I remember that.
And that comes
to
my heart this morning,
that.
Today, that, you know, God has been exceedingly abundantly faithful to His promise. Sure.
Pastor Brian, that is one of the things, that one of the prophetic words that you spoke that morning when we were there at Light Ministries with Eugene and Megan and those people.
Yes.
I still have the recording of that.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And you know what? My wife always reminds me of that as well, yeah.
Glory.
You know, she always tells me, Denver, there's a slipstream within the obedience, and which activates the presence, which sort of like sustains your mobility into healing. And you need to obey that, and you need to keep on stepping out into that, you know.
I don't know if you remember, man, Denver, but you know, when we ministered together on the streets, and you still invited us, and we came through Karaifontein and whatever. Yeah. But that particular day, you know, you were mobile, whatever, but not like like lekker mobile.
Yeah.
But as the ministry went on, we were still at this church.
Yeah.
You know, we were feeding people there.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, to say, "Ook manu, reg vir die geveg, you're open."
Yeah.
And that is what I believe, that when that God put that in my heart, you know, that it's the gospel.
I've seen
it. It's the word that keeps you alive.
I've really seen it, Pastor Brian.
It's a power.
You know?
Yeah. There is medication.
It's a divine enablement that comes, you know. And I think people need to realize that this is not some fictitious thing, that the enablement of the Holy Spirit is real.
Amen.
The empowerment of the Holy Spirit is real.
Of course.
He says, do not think ahead what you will say in that moment.
Yeah.
Because it is the Spirit that will be speaking through you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
and
saying?
And what happened on the day of Pentecost?
Yeah.
The Bible says, and you will receive power.
Yeah.
Jesus said to them,
ability.
You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. So there's a power, like you said, an empowerment, an enablement that comes upon you. I've even experienced myself, you know, being sick sometimes, going to church, and then just there, you feel something happens to your body, and you walk in sick, but all of a sudden you're jumping, you're dancing. Yeah. There's an empowerment that takes place in the presence of God, and even when you're declaring the word of God.
Pastor D, I was on dialysis for 6 years before I had my kidney transplant on the 11th of the 11th, 2025, when I went in for surgery. And majority of the people at the dialysis unit are medically boarded here.
Sure.
For the past 6 years, I've done more with God than I've done before that,
Amen.
And that was with 6% kidney function,
6%.
I'm currently now on 55% after the surgery.
So it's watch out, world.
You know, and you know what? I didn't ask you guys to be here today. You know what I'm saying? And you know what God said to me? You know what? If the call comes, you go. Because in my mind, according to the doctors, they said to me, just be out of the space for 6 weeks. Last week and Thursday, the Holy Spirit told me to step out.
Sure.
To go back to work.
Wow.
My legs started paining because I was laying down too much, and God said to me, step out.
Wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Powerful.
And it's with that same momentum that I showed up here today to share this testimony.
I want you to share, because that for me was so powerful, how God orders the steps of a righteous man, how you met your donor, and how it came about that she decided to give her kidney to you. That is such an amazing story.
Look, when I was diagnosed with kidney failure, you know, they basically said I needed dialysis.
Yes, sir.
And you know what? Because I've shared on this broadcast already, you know, that God set me free from addiction. And when you give your medical sort of like history, I was very transparent, you know, when they asked me about my journey, you know. And I told him, I used drugs before.
Yeah.
But I used that as an opportunity to minister to whoever I was speaking to. I never held back, you know. And God said to me, you know what, don't be ashamed to testify about me regardless of where you are and what the situation. You're not going to try and outmaneuver things. You just give them Christ.
Amen.
And that is what I did.
Jesus.
But you know what? When I gave them that testimony, they immediately said to me, we cannot give you dialysis. We cannot subsidize your dialysis at Tigerberg because you were a drug user.
Sure. So it's kind of you brought this on yourself, type of thing.
But I heard it clearly. Regardless of the circumstances, I want you to give testimony of what I did. You know, I didn't just tell them. I told them that I was living. I shared my testimony with those people at the hospital. You
know. Sure.
But God supernaturally bypassed that no. And the second time, my wife can tell you, my dad was still there, my brother was there, my sister was there, my mother was there. We went to go see those people again after they and their panel said no.
Sure.
And you know what? We didn't force it. We stood in that thing. And this guy, the main guy at Tigerberg Hospital, gave us a yes that day.
Glory.
In
glory.
That room, I can still see it.
Wow.
They said we're going to subsidize.
Whatever the enemy means for evil,
God supernaturally overturned that no, and they subsidized my medical aid. My dialysis for a year at Tigerberg. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know that this was now a succession of events that was now leading up to a transplant. Because while I was in Tigerberg, guess what, Pastor Brian? The witnessing continued.
Hallelujah. And we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the witnessing.
And the succession of doors that opened because I was not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Even when I was in the ICU, I was ministering to people. Yeah. In that state that I was in. Yeah.
And in that state, the enemy can lie to you and says, like, I mean, if you witness, look how you look.
The enemy thought he had me, but Jesus said, you are mine.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One yes from heaven cancel 1,000,000,000 lies of the devil.
So you know what? The thought that I came, I think there's a scripture in the Bible that says, listen here, whether we live or die, I mean, let's just go anyway. And you know what? That's the essence of being a witness, of being a martyr. You know, are you willing to die for this? And that's the crux
lay
of the matter.
Down
I mean,
for
you
this.
Know what I'm saying? There was no compromise in that. You know what I'm saying? I remain passionate about sharing Christ wherever I was. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And amazingly enough, one of the nurses that worked with me also had to now experience the testimony of Denver Dreyer because I never held back here.
Wow.
And supernaturally, me and this Sister Winnie, 62-year-old lady, she just took a liking in me. And remember when we had the outreach in Heatherly Court, that big outreach we had with Sister Soldem and the prison ministries and all that.
Yes, yes.
She was sitting there.
Wow.
She was there in that audience, yeah, when we did that big feeding and everything, yeah. And that was a year after I came out of hospital.
Your miracle is sitting in your midst.
Yes.
You just have to be in the presence of God, making his name great. And that's what we said 20-odd years ago when God saved us. We said, God, we are just going to brag about you. We don't know the fancy words of ministering and preaching.
Yes.
We are just going to tell each and everyone, whoever we see, wherever we go, that Jesus loves you and he is alive. That's it.
Amen.
You know, and look what the Lord... Yeah, Denver.
I saw you guys starting on the trains. And look, today God has given you a ministry. God has given you a family. God has given you, you know, a function within the body. You know, you expanding. The kingdom is expanding, you know.
This is great.
And again, you were faithful over the little. And you're becoming ruler over much. There's principles, you know.
Principles.
Yeah.
So share with us quickly Your relationship with the Sister Winnie, we're running out of time.
Look, very, very briefly, you know, Sister Winnie is a dialysis nurse, and she was one of the people that was one of the nurses within that on the seventh floor at Tigerberg. Yeah. And Sister Winnie has a son who's also, a dialysis patient, you know, and she always wanted to give a kidney. He had a donor, and then the kidney failed after a couple of years. And then she wanted to give her kidney to him, but they weren't compatible, yeah.
Wow.
And one day, myself and my wife, we were walking, minding our own business in a place called Cape Gate. Kaapse Vlakte. On our way to go do some window. Nene, so mense maak die joke, hulle sê, wie sê, ons is so arm, ons het Kentucky toe gaan om mense se vingers af te gaan. Sorry, it wasn't that kind of story. We were actually just walking in Cape Gate by the Woolworths entrance, and there Sister Winnie comes. And Sister Winnie says to me, you know, it's always been my passion. I cannot give my kidney to my son. He's O positive. What is your blood type? I said, look, I'm A positive. Yeah. She says, let's do the build-up.
Wow.
We did the build-up. The bloods came positive. The tissue matched. And it took about a year for all that tests to be done until we got the date to go in for transplant.
And after that, we quickly have to take a break.
Yes.
And the song is called Unashamed by Building 429.
Yes.
We'll be back, beloved.
The soundtrack to your life. All day, every day. Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Apostle Brian here, my beautiful wife, Pastor Delia, and we are just in awe of the goodness and the greatness of God, Evangelist Drea. We are so blessed by you. We are, you know, your life is truly a testimony. You know, sometimes people can talk a lot. You know, I say you get two characters in the kingdom. Daar is die praters, en then there's those that, you know, hulle praat net, hulle maak vas wat gemaak word. And that has always been my, my outlook to you, how you're not one to talk, you know, you just like, God said, let's go. And because of this, you know, you're sitting here, you know, you're still alive, you are still breathing,
yeah.
God is still good to you, you've got a beautiful family,
yeah.
You know, that supports you. Mm. We are just in awe of God, really. I'm in awe, Evangelist Den Bedreye. Yo, I'm really in awe.
And you're looking so good. You will not say that this man has had such a huge operation.
29 days ago.
Yes. Wow.
So
wow.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
So tell us, how's the transition been since the op?
It's been amazing. It's an adjustment because, you know, I don't have that underlying illness and sickness anymore. I haven't been to dialysis now for, I think, 29 days. Yeah. You know?
And you had to go every second day, eh?
Every second day. I was very dependent on dialysis, yeah. And
sure.
If I didn't go, I would be fluid overload, difficulty breathing and these type of things. And my activity was extremely limited, yeah, you know.
And you mentioned an amazing miracle that while they were still operating, the kidney already started to function.
Yeah, you know what? God spoke to me and he said to me, Denver, I'm just looking for a catalyst, yeah. I'm looking for something tangible. I'm looking for a seed. I'm looking for something to work to transmit my power through you.
Yeah. Mm.
And the kidney that was given was, you know, I saw it in a vision that there was a supernatural stimulus empowering this thing.
Wow.
And something amazing happened when I was on that surgery bed, yeah, because the donor first went in at 7 in the morning. That was on the 11th. And then at about 1:30, I went in after the harvest, the kidney out of the donor. And then I went into surgery, into a beautiful facility, the Christian Barnard Hospital in town. World-class facility with top world-class surgeons and those type of things, you know.
Glory.
And something amazing happened. 1 hour into surgery, I started urinating.
Wow.
So, now, that might sound trivial. You know, I haven't urinated for 4 years. You know, anybody that understands the dynamics of kidney disease and these type of things, you know. While I was being operated. 1 hour into the operation, the kidney started functioning. Yeah. And it hasn't stopped. It's a grafting process.
That's amazing.
You know, and currently I'm sort of like being, I'm on, under observation. I will go for bloods again tomorrow. For the next 6 weeks, you know, I go to the doctor and he checks, you know, because I'm on these anti-rejection meds. And the purpose of the anti-rejection meds is basically just to establish communication between the new kidney and your body. You know, there's sort of like a communication that needs to be consistent and needs to be aligned, you know, in order for that thing to have sustainability inside of you. You know?
Wow.
So, can we just say a huge, huge thank you to Winnie? What is
Winnie's
her surname?
September.
Winnie September.
Yes.
Woman of God.
Yes.
Your sacrifice. I do not believe that this is lightly before the throne room of God. Yeah. May the Lord exceedingly bless you. May you have rewards in this life and even in the life to come, because I know that the Father is going to reward you mightily, openly, Winnie September. You have done
abundantly.
Pastor D, I just want to say that they wanted Winnie to put her kidney into a pool so that her son can get a quicker kidney. But she kept on with the commitment to give me the kidney.
Sure.
So I would like us to pray for Craig, a son. He's only 23 years old now, you know. And we're trusting God for a donor for Craig as well.
Yeah. We've got like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I would like for you to pray for him and then for also those that are trusting God for a mighty miracle.
Yeah. And especially people that are struggling on dialysis.
Please, you know, if you could pray for
them. So, Father, we thank you right now that you are the God of the impossible. I just want to pray for Craig, who's trusting you for a kidney, Father God, Sister Winnie's son, Father God. I pray for Craig right now that supernaturally, Father God, the door will be open, Father God, for that donor to come with a O positive blood group, Father God, right tissue match, Father God, so that life can be extended to him. And the many others out there that are struggling with under this yoke of dialysis, Father, we pray right now that supernatural strength will come to them. And we just want to thank you right now in advance, even for my own recovery period. Father, I stepped out in faith to come here today. It's only been 29 days, Father God, but I feel such an unction right now this morning, this afternoon, Father God, and I just want to say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you
for Radio Pulpit. Thank you for this couple here, Father God, that avail themselves to the work, Father God, for my family, the support, Father God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And for everybody, Father God, working behind the scenes here at Cape Pulpit, we thank you for it right now, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May the Lord show His countenance towards you and fill you with peace. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Amen and amen, amen. And amen. Thank you so very much for tuning in, beloved. God bless you and have a terrific Tuesday further in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, everybody. Yes. Unfortunately, our time has run out. Be blessed. Be blessed.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.